Hi, you've tuned in to the Lovely Travels podcast, where we talk about all things travel and adventure. My name is Emma Lovell, also known as Lovely, and I have a mission to visit every UN-recognised country in the world while raising awareness for mental health. Join me as we revisit some of my past adventures, speak to fellow travellers and interesting locals, all while following the journey to 195 countries. I'll be joined soon by my co-pilot, Darius, in Germany. And sometimes we're even going to hit the road together. Make sure to join in the adventure by following me on Instagram, Lovely Travels. You can also join our Facebook group, Lovely Travels Community, and learn more about us at the website, lovelytravels.com. But for now, it's listening time. Travel vicariously along with us. Hello everyone and welcome to the Lovely Travels podcast. There are three of us recording here today.
There are. Unfortunately, one of us can't introduce themselves just yet.
They'll try, but they won't. So we've got Emma, we've got Darius.
Hello.
And we've got Finn. People might be able to hear that. Finn is 8 weeks old and currently non-verbal. Well, he's trying, aren't you, sweetheart? He tries to talk, and if he's anything like his mother, he will be talking ASAP. So currently, he's wobbling his head around, because, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to be super distracted by the baby on the podcast. Welcome to your premier baby related podcast.
Yes, don't worry, everybody. As I think I said when I was pregnant, we're not going to turn this into baby spam. But you know, Finn's kind of an important part of my life now, so the adventures of Finn Quick will feature on the Lovely Travels podcast, and we'd love to do some. You know, talk about what it's like traveling with a baby and a child and as well. Hey? And what's been happening for you, Darius? We just wanted to do like a catch up today because I've been a little preoccupied.
Yeah, we'd like to take you behind the scenes a little bit, dear listeners. We haven't recorded in yonkers.
No, and I love just loving Darius is sitting in this yellow chair. It looks like a reading chair. He's like, come hither, children, and hear my tales.
I've decided since this is a little bit more casual this episode, I'd keep it super casual.
He's not even sitting at a desk.
I'm not sitting at a desk. I've just got headphones in. I've cracked a beer. Everything's coming up, Darius.
It's great. And I think that's the way we've got to do things, right? You make it happen. Nothing fancy.
Yeah. Nothing fancy. Germany is continued to be ravaged by corona, apparently.
Yeah.
So there hasn't been much traveling. It's just been working and Christmas happened a few months ago, but we spoke to you before Christmas. That's right.
We spoke to you about Christmas, guys. And actually, you've had an amazing snow season. We've shared some photos of you going for bike rides in the snow. So that was a pretty crazy.
That week of winter that we had before it returned to its usual grey dampness was very nice, actually. It was very nice.
It was so magical.
Very unusual. We haven't had snow like that around here for, maybe 6, 7, 8 years. I don't know. No one could really remember.
And you sent me a picture, we should put that one up too, of a snowflake, and they were really like proper, you know, I think you said your partner hadn't actually ever seen a snowflake.
A real snowflake, really, like that?
You know, when you they look just like white little dots, but when you zoom in, they actually do have shapes and it's really quite spectacular.
Yeah, and every snowflake is unique and special. Just like our listeners, Emma.
Oh, stop it. And literally that's what they're called on our statistics, unique listeners. So.
Oh, I thought snowflakes.
No, I don't think we want to call our listeners flaky. They're making noises.
They're made of sterner stuff than that.
They are.
they are. I'm actually silencing one of our guests at the moment with the magic of the dummy.
Has Finn got access to a mobile phone or a computer? Can he click subscribe yet?
Yeah, look, I've got his little finger here. I'm gonna sign him up with a Spotify account, and you are gonna listen as well. It's actually funny. I must say, it's very narcissistic. But in the car, I play the podcast because, well, you know, to ruin the magic of it. You know, obviously, we do these interviews, and then you know, Darius goes away and does his editing wondrousness. And so sometimes I haven't heard the final product, so I want to go and have a listen back. And actually, the podcasts, some of them were recorded while he was in my tummy, and obviously it's my voice, so he quite enjoys listening to the podcast as well, and it puts him to sleep.
Oh, he's a fan.
Well, he's a fan. Asleep, so I don't know if that's – well, it keeps him calm, let's say. So
it keeps him calm. It's the soft, reassuring tones of our voices.
Yes, so I hope that for all you people out there that it is as equally as soothing, but maybe not sleep-inducing.
No, you're still very welcome to tell us where you listen and during what.
Yes, walking or driving or before you go off to drift off to sleep, if that's your jam. Mm-hmm. We should like do a little horn every so often, just be like, are you awake? Wake up, listeners.
Okay, from now on I'll randomly shout in every episode.
Sometimes you do. Anyway.
Sometimes I do. Yeah. I get excited. But no, we're inching up towards almost a whole year of episodes. We're very close now. This we always get in trouble when we number the episodes.
Yes.
But this might be number 50.
Yeah. So we've got a couple to go. And, I'm pretty proud of us. And it's been pretty amazing. It was funny when, you know, a lot of people when we started the podcast were suggesting topics, and I said, no. I've been to 64 countries and know many, many people around the world, as well as, you know, we already – you know, you're like, and we could do this, and we could do. I found our list the other day. We apparently have lined up an episode on tall buildings, Darius. You suggested
is a good episode. We should still do that.
We will.
I think I might have told this story, but I like to visit the tallest building in every city that I go to. And that is, even though I have an almost crippling fear of heights.
I know, which I only discovered when we were in a very tall building in Poland, which I found. Hilarious, because it was your idea. I was like, why?
No, but it's not. No, I'm repeating myself, but it's not the fear of the height. It's the fear of falling off the height.
Uh-huh. So he didn't like it when I waved my arms through the bars.
No, it creeps me out just thinking about it, to be honest.
Okay, well, we'll stop now. But, you know, stay tuned for that episode. But, yeah, no, we had this lineup of episodes, and it's just quite amazing to think that, yeah, we've got 50 under the belt and that we've had so many wonderful guests and we've visited vicariously so many wonderful places, and pretty exciting that there's so many more to go. And, you know, what we've found as well is that, you know, you do an episode on the USA or in Australia and you can't even, you know, or India, and we're just touching the surface. So, you know, we will be revisiting those places and going into more detail, you know, like we did with the Gold Coast. Mm-hmm. It'd be lovely to do, you know, a Sydney episode or, and obviously as well, not obviously, but, you know, it'd be like nice to do on location episodes and, you know, while we're in it. And unfortunately, I think it's going to be a while before we can do it together, but we might start looking at doing, doing that. So I'm actually off to Radelaide for the layman, Adelaide, but we call it Radelaide because it's rad.
There's lots of Germans in Adelaide.
Oh, yes, there's a place called Harndorf, which I will visit. So maybe I will make a point of calling and doing an episode from Harndorf in Adelaide, South Australia. Heading off to the Barossa and then for a conference, and then my husband and my little boy are joining me, and we're going to have a little road trip in South Australia in May. So I'll do a recording while I'm there. Oh, what did you do?
Please stand by. We are experiencing technical difficulties.
He just smushed his foot on the table. That's what it was. We might ask Grandpa to wake up soon. Hey, come get you. I think, yeah. Yeah, we'll do that. So tell us, Darius, what is happening? It's been almost a year. It's March. So yeah. It's a year in Australia. I think this time last year, yeah, it was looking pretty bad. Things were starting to get strict. And then the week after, the borders started shutting here. So, yeah, what's a year later on in Germany looking like?
Pretty much the same. It's Germany has gone to great lengths to show how incapable our government is. And the stereotype of the industrious and hardworking German still exists, but it is. I'm seriously questioning the ability of Germany to run itself. It's I don't want to get ranty, but they're just making a mess of it. Everything is so wishy-washy, like all the lockdowns, as they're calling them, nothing compared to like when they shut down Melbourne or something, from what I gather, where you can't go outside. Everyone still goes to work here, you know. And at the same time, they pour millions of dollars into the car industry and keep schools closed for months on end. It's madness. I'm along with most other people I know, we're just over it. Like,
yes.
It's really hard to grasp, you know, why all these, yeah, like we're not allowed to do anything fun. Where there's no concerts. I haven't been to listen to any music for well over a year, and I'm just sick of it. Everyone's over it. It's the lockdown laws are bullshit. The government is shit. They're all corrupt. They all made money off selling masks to people, and it's just madness.
There's only so many walks you can take, right? I mean, you're beautiful, lovely. I know I have seen you exploring, and it's been good to go out on your bike and go for walks. But yes, if that's the only form of entertainment, it does get somewhat tedious, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's just so disorganized and so much money has been pissed up the wall. And I think it's just, you know, it's really like made the future more difficult instead of, you know, growing out of it. It's just made everything a bit more divisive. I don't think Germany is alone in that. I feel it's, it's quite present here.
It is interesting to see how different countries have coped and how they have sort of approached it. I have some homework to do, which is last year I interviewed people in April about COVID, and I had the plan of interviewing a month later, and then next thing we know it was 4 months later, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll interview them now. Or I wanted to do 1 month, 6 months and a year. If we were still in it in six, I didn't even think I said a year. I said 1 month and 6 months. And then it got to 4 months, and it was like, and I think everybody, you know, the novelty wore off a little bit. And then it was like, okay, we'll be good too. But I'm almost nervous to approach the people. Some of them I know, I'm sure would happily talk about it. Also, the interviews were about an hour long. Otherwise, we might just put them up as they are, because it was pretty interesting to talk to people in the thick of it at the very start and hear their thoughts. Maybe even I'll play it back for them, and then they can tell us what's happening now and give us a summary. But yeah, then I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to ask people, because I don't know how people are coping. You know, people were really willing to talk about it at the start, and then I think, I don't know, it just got a bit, you didn't know what people's level was. And
I'm handling it fine, as you can tell.
You're coping real well. Well, we had in Australia, and I think people look at Australia in interesting ways, we did have a really strict time, and I guess you guys had the strict time, but then your summer was a little bit more.
It wasn't strict though. That's it. It wasn't strict. Everyone made it out like this was the solution, and it's done bugger all.
Yeah. So in Australia, we were strict, very strict, and now it's paid dividends, because we are out and about, and I know for some of my family and friends in the UK and some other places, there's a little bit of envy around that. But you know, we had a time where we didn't see our family, and I literally, like, driving over the border, I had to have a pass. I had to wait in a queue in a car. It was that was stressful. I live half an hour from a state border, and it was like crossing an international border. And you know, I didn't see my mum. Like, I got married in February, and I hadn't seen her since January, and I saw her in November. You know, and you know, I was pregnant and I was having a child, and I was potentially, as many other people I feel for last year, you know, potentially his grandparents weren't going to get to see him, which I understand for a lot of families that this is the case as well. So we've been really, really fortunate with the timings that, come January, my in-laws and my mum were able to get up from New South Wales, but my father wasn't, because just of, you know, around that Christmas, early New Year period, Sydney flared up again, and because Australia is so strict, my dad couldn't get up, you know, and that was pretty upsetting. Yeah. It was pretty sad. He saw him 3 weeks later, and that was beautiful and wonderful and probably good timing, really, in the busyness of having a baby. But, that's hard, families being apart. And, so in Australia we have – it's remained strict. You're still in – I'm now in New South Wales in Sydney. We did a road trip. Because I feel driving is safer at the moment. If they were to shut the borders, which they still do, we would need to get home quickly. And if we're trying to book a flight and trying to get, you know, child and all my luggage and onto a plane, it could be harder then. So having the car is a bit easier, and you can be a bit more flexible. You know, yes, you want to talk. Yes. All right, hang on 1 second. So, yes, so, you know, in terms of a travel update, I guess from the German side there is nix.
No, there's travel plans.
Tell me.
Well, it's a two-part story. So my rusty piece of shit Mazda needs to move on to the great racetrack in the sky. Which opens the possibility for new cars. And the idea is to get something a little bit bigger, maybe like a station wagon, and then in the hope that once traveling is possible and safe, you know, to spend more time road tripping around Europe in a bigger car, and hopefully some camping if I can convince my partner Sylvie. I'm optimistic for that, and it's kind of fun looking for a new car as well.
Yeah, and it's funny things that what's done well in this time, and we bought a new car too, and the guy said that people are just, because people don't have things to spend money on, the housing market in Australia has gone insane. People reevaluating their living situations, and cars, and people, you know, it's not like you go into the dealer and you go, ooh, I don't know. Everyone's done so much research that people are walking in and going, I'll take that car, thank you. And he's like, we just can't get them fast enough. And they thought it was hard that the industry, that here, this is the people are doing road trips because, I mean, we have a giant country, so it's possible.
That's a little bit of a dilemma. If anyone wants to write to me, and if they have a station wagon for sale, something not too many kilometres, not too old, I am looking secondhand.
Definitely post it on the Lovely Travels community diaries. Public service announcement. Many
German car owners. I don't want Australians sending me their cars.
I think you need to be specific in the post then, and on the shout out. You know, there we go, noted. Oh, also, while we're on community service announcements, you still owe Derek $200.
At this stage, I would like to preface this topic, which I'm not sure if I want to publicly discuss. But Derek and I, I need to apologise to Derek publicly, because Derek and I recorded with plans on making an episode. we have about a 4-hour chat, and the editing is close to impossible. I'm about halfway in, and it's just so hard trying to decide what to keep and what not to keep because it's all great. I'm sorry, Derek, and I'm sorry, Amanda, that I haven't got the episode out after I took up so much of Derek's time.
We will have a Derek episode.
Yeah. Need to re-record or buy more minutes on the podcasting plan, and I'll just release the whole thing like a quadrilogy.
Just over 4 weeks, Derek and Darius catch up after 10 years.
That's literally what it is. It was a bit naive thinking that we should record that chat and make it into an episode. But it's been a learning experience, dear listeners. So, Derek, I'm very sorry that's not crystallized.
There you go.
But, yeah, and I owe him money. It's true.
It's really letting down the friendship here.
No. I've offered so many times to send him the money, but he wants it in person, which is nice. But also, yes, he has these $200 dangling above my head.
Well, and actually, Derek is a very generous contributor to our community because he, sadly, his honeymoon couldn't go ahead last year in Cairns, and so he offered up his accommodation to our community, to our Lovely Travels community. Feel free. Right. It is a community notice board as well for travel, and somebody in the group took it and had a lovely Cairns stay on the house. So anytime you want to cancel a holiday, Derek, I mean, I'd prefer to be called first, but keep an eye out for posts by Derek because generally it involves generous travel opportunities.
Just an all-round great guy, and if you get the chance to buy him a beer, you should.
Yes, well, hopefully I'm off to Melbourne soon, so we'll have to meet up. So yeah, look, my travel plans this year are very Australia based, and I think my prediction has been spontaneity and flexibility, so seeing something going, I've got a week free or I've got a few days free, where am I going to go? And at the moment the airfares reflect that you can do, you can just go, yep, I'm going to fly up to Gold Coast, I'm going to go down to Melbourne, or the airlines are still really trying to recoup. I think accommodation is pretty reasonable, but like places like we want to stop. So we drove from the Gold Coast to Sydney, which is I put it in inverted commas, 10-hour drive. It's never a 10-hour drive because you must stop legally and for your bladder.
You're not allowed to drive very fast in Australia.
No, oh, well, I mean, 110 kilometres. Not like Germany where you can drive unlimited, infinity.
We have the Autobahn.
Yeah, which is super awesome. I mean, imagine you could get to Sydney in 4 or 5 hours. But and I also had a baby in the car who requires food and nappies and things. So, but
it's really hard changing babies one-handed.
Well, and in the car seat, they're pretty fixed in there. So he's amazing. He's a fine traveler, like his mother. Loves a good road trip. And he did really well, 2-hour bursts, and then he would kind of get a little bit shouty. But 2 hours is usually sort of the amount or hour and a half, 2 hours before a stop anyway. And we made it in 12.5 hours.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Made good time.
But it was a big day, and we, on the way back, so my father-in-law drove us down, which was amazing. And then on the way back, my husband is flying down, Matthew, who's been on the podcast, he's flying down on Saturday to Sydney, and then we're going to drive back. And we have made the decision to stop on the way overnight just to break it up and to not be so
I'm trying to remember what's in the middle. Is it like Coffs Harbour is not the middle, is it?
No, that's much closer to us. So we've chosen to go to Port Macquarie, which is 4 hours.
Ooh, lovely, lovely.
Yeah, I haven't been since I was about 12. So it's a beautiful coastal little town, a lot of boats around, and just very pretty. It is quite a popular holiday place. And so I have a wonderful colleague there who I'll have to get on the podcast at some point. Her name's Jane Hilston, and she actually does quite a bit of regional marketing, so regional area marketing. And so she has great connections because she's a local, but also through her marketing. So I said, oh, where should we stay? And she sent me options, and they just kept being booked up. And she said, yeah, they've been booked out since June last year. And I mean, we found one. We actually found an Airbnb of her friend, which is fantastic. It's just really nice to have a local insight. But yeah, just, you know, even I looked a few days ago, and then they were booking up, and I said, well, if we want to do this, we're going to do this, because people just are keen to see, to go somewhere, and to are willing to spend, which is beautiful for the Australian tourism market. It's not going to be the same as the international market. Asia was a huge contributor to our economy for the tourism. Yeah. But Australians are spending and are going out there and seeing, and I think that's a beautiful side effect here, that people will get to see more of our country, and those businesses will get to have that support. So that's been a nice thing, and you know, I think there are more road trips in our future too, but just the ease of having a car with a little one does help. So
I mean, honestly, there is it doesn't matter where you live, you don't need to travel that far, as in you don't need to get a plane somewhere, just to experience something new and meet interesting people, and
absolutely.
I mean, the world is your proverbial oyster.
That should be the title of this episode, Darius.
The world is your oyster.
No, proverbial oyster.
Proverbial oyster.
That's very, very whimsical and fun. But yeah, so yeah, that's kind of, I guess, so here in Australia, it looks normal, if you will.
It does.
Like, in terms of people going to restaurants. I mean, they had Mardi Gras the other day, Sydney Mardi Gras, which is a huge, you know, LGBTQIA plus, hopefully I got that right, community.
Back in my day, it was the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. But, of course, there is a lot of other titles. No, I'm ruining it. Quick, say something.
Anyway, they managed, I'm pretty impressed. They held it at the SCG, the Sydney Cricket Ground, and they had 30,000 people. They did have the risk. Wow. They did find out after there might have been a case. I think it hasn't happened because we would have heard about it. But they got people to get tested. That's the thing. Here in Australia, people are getting rigorously tested. They're contact tracing, so everywhere you go you have to scan a QR code and check in so they know where you've been, which for the people who like wearing their tin hats do not like that. The Big Brother is watching. But, I mean, if you have a mobile phone, Big Brother is watching. So, so yeah, it's been, and it makes it easy. You just, and it, once a lot of them are remembering, and so, you know, you just, you follow the process. You wash your hands, you sanitize, you check in, and then we're allowed to go to events, and we're allowed to eat at restaurants, and we're allowed to get on
planes. Anecdotally, Aldi has started selling test kits before the government has managed to roll them out.
In Germany?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's, well done, Aldi. Always a front runner.
And it's not just Aldi. And, of course, they're instantly sold out and on eBay for double the price. It's it's so embarrassing. Talking about Germany's corona management is really embarrassing. It honestly is.
It's a shame because Australia is going to be protective of, and has been from early on, of our, you know, as New Zealand and some other island nations are very protective of their community. And so as much as we would love to, we might be okay, it'll be a long time before we allow international travellers, because that's where it kept coming into the hotels, and that's where a lot of the issues have happened in Australia. Mismanagement in hotels has been the issue, and it got raised in our community. I'm not going to step into that minefield, but by all means feel free to discuss. It was some of the hotels quarantining and people not being checked, but also just this disease or illness or whatever it is, you know, it's new, we don't know, and so they think they're doing the right things and they're trying their darndest, and then there's a new strain or there's a something happens or something slips through. And the thing I will credit the Australian government and on and the Australian maybe community as well is how quickly they've acted. And yes, it's strict, and yes, it seems very draconian, as some people say, but they do it quickly, and then we get to get back to it. Melbourne had a 5-day lockdown, and it came out again, and we're getting to be able to see our friends and our family, and you know, and see Australia, and that's, you know, I'm grateful for that, and I'm impressed with how they've done it.
Yeah, it's good. I have so many examples of how it's not been done well here. I wish they just finally put me in charge and we'd be fine, guys.
Sorry, so they should have done that years ago anyway. So
I know, thanks. I had an idea. Okay. As our 52nd episode is coming up, yes. Perhaps if any listeners have any comments or well wishes or rants that they want to send us via text or emails or Instagrams or Twitters. No, we're not on the Twitters.
I'm on the Twitters, but Travels is not.
Okay.
Lovely M. So if you want to, Lovely Inc. LoveLlync. If you want to tweet me with some comments for the Lovely Travels.
What I'm trying to say is send us some comments or anything you'd like, and we'll include it in an upcoming episode.
Yeah, basically we're going to reminisce for half an hour or so and talk about how, you know, the episodes that we've had and the adventures we've had in terms of making this as well.
Yeah.
And
so if you've ever wanted to be included but you've been afraid because maybe you have a funny voice, here's your chance to write us a message and I'll read it out in my best radio voice. And yeah, or if you have a voice message, you can send us and I'll chop it into the edit.
Yeah, if you just record a little, maybe an MP4 or something, it would be great. And email it to us, info@lovelytravels.com, or, you know, feel free to message one of us and we'll work out how to get it on there. But, yeah, we just thought it would be a fun episode and a thank you to all of you. We're fast approaching 1,000 subscribers, which is kind of amazing to us. We have
If you've gotten this far in this episode and you haven't subscribed, you better push that dang button.
Yes, please. Let's get over the 1,000 with this episode. Maybe we should do a campaign for the next few weeks to get there by. I might do that actually. Get us to 1,000 by our 52 1-year anniversary episode. But, yeah, you know, we've also got the community and it's really active. The Lovely Travels Facebook community is super active. We love seeing where you are, what you've been doing, sharing photos, getting to know one another. And we would love to hear if you've ever been able to connect with someone through the group. That would just be a really lovely benefit of this podcast. Yeah.
And I'm sure your mum would love listening to us talk as well. So if you haven't recommended it to her, maybe, you know, spend a few minutes and teach her how to use that iPhone that you got her for Christmas.
I thought you were talking specifically about my mum, and I was like, she was just here, Darius.
I should have told her to subscribe.
Well, no, I don't think she has Spotify. It's all right.
Other podcast mediums are available.
Darius, you're so on this. What other podcast mediums can they listen on?
Well, you could go to the Apple Podcasts. You could go to Google Podcasts, I believe. You can just type in podcasts and, you know, there'll be a link to us.
There's also Podigy, which you could go on. Podigy.
That's where we make the magic happen. But I think that's the main avenues of subscription.
There are many though, and look, we're going to wrap up our ramblings, but we just wanted to check in and say hello. The world is still a really crazy place. Travel in its old form is still not quite possible, but like Darius said, such an important point is be a local, really get to know your area, but also go just not so far and see your area, see your country, see your whatever with new eyes. Travel, tourism is not dead.
Cut some holes in fences, get into that rail yard. It's really interesting if you look at places where you're not supposed to be.
We are not advocating for trespassing, but, you know.
Well.
But if you do, share your stories. And, you know, we're going to keep reminiscing and we're going to keep visiting vicariously these countries that we visited. And there's a whole host of amazing people we have lined up to share about their experience in tourism and travel, and yeah, we can't wait to see what the next year, I mean, getting ahead of myself, holds. And we will definitely be, Mr. Finn, who is asleep in my arms, will definitely be having more adventures, so I will send some of that adorableness your way as well, everybody.
Hooray! Well, thanks for the catch-up, Emma. It's been a blast talking to you after all these weeks, it feels like.
Yeah, eight even.
Wow. And I hope everyone had fun with this little bit off-topic organizational episode. Remember to send us some stuff. We rambled on about all the ways you can contact us.
Yes, I think we
check the show notes for links which are correct. And yes.
We'll see you again soon, and get excited for the episode 52, the 1 year anniversary special. So
it'll be a bonanza and the Festivus for the rest of us.
On that note, we shall leave it. Thank you, Darius. Gute Nacht and schlaf gut, and we shall talk soon.
Hasta luego, mi amiga.
Tschüss.
Tschüss.